Yesterday, our country observed Labor Day, a national holiday that was signed into law by President Grover Cleveland in 1894. It was an attempt to help relations between employers and laborers at the height of the Industrial Revolution, when factory conditions were very grueling and when the amount of hours required on the job was exceptionally high. Labor Day gave workers a much-needed day off with their families. God created us with a desire to do things, to work. Even in the Garden of Eden, there was plenty to do. And still today, work and workers are very important. Many businesses are currently experiencing a critical worker shortage. We were visiting our daughter in Ann Arbor, Michigan this past weekend, and we had trouble finding a place to get some quick food when we wanted it. McDonald's was open, barely. Large banners were hanging outside announcing immediate interviews. White Castle was offering a starting wage of $15 an hour. And Burger King and Little Caesar's Pizza and others, they were just closed and dark at the supper hour. They couldn't hire enough people to stay open. Do any of you want to work? A question that students are often faced with is, what will you do for your life's work? Will you continue at Emmanuel and become a pastor or teacher? Will you go to a different college after high school? Will you go straight into a career where you can learn on the job? Or maybe you don't really know yet what work you will do. And that's fine. But sometimes that feeling of, I just don't know what I'm going to do, can make students pretty nervous. Has anyone ever told you that God has a plan for you? And you felt like replying with some frustration, well, that's great, but it doesn't help me if I don't know what the plan is. Some people spend lots of time wringing their hands and shedding tears and burning up nervous energy trying to figure out what God has in mind for them, what He wants them to do with their lives. Does He want me to be a pastor or a computer scientist? Does He want me to be a musician or a medical technician? I need Him to give me some sort of sign. Because what if I choose wrong? What if I pick one thing and it turns out that God really wanted me in something else? But does God really operate that way? The God who gave His only Son into death for your sins, who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, the God who made you one of His very own through baptism and who promises to be with you always, do you think He sees someone struggling to decide what work to pursue and thinks, I wonder if she's going to choose the career I have in mind for her or if she's going to mess up and choose something else? God doesn't work this way, dear friends. God doesn't look at you and think, well, I know what those students should do. I know what they should do with their lives, but I'm going to see if they can figure it out. So what does God want for your life? What would He like to see you doing? It's really quite simple. And He tells you. He says things like, love me. Love your neighbor. Honor those in authority over you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you know what? You can do those things wherever you find yourself in life and whatever work you pursue. For instance, are you married? Exercise godliness and forgiveness toward your spouse. Are you a student? Work diligently at your studies and listen to your teachers. Are you a teacher? Strive for classrooms that nurture kindness and compassion and share the gospel with your students. Are you someone who is struggling at this time to choose your life's work? Be comforted that you cannot really make a wrong choice if the endeavor is godly. Not sure if you belong at Emmanuel? Not sure if the program you're in is the right one? Well, you're here now, so try it for a while. And don't worry. You can glorify God in all your labors, in any career, in any endeavor. Because wherever you are His child. And whatever you do, you can do it according to His word and trusting in Him. Trusting in His Son. And so, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Let's sing hymn 400, all verses. 400, all verses.